So ladies and gentlemen, now please stand to your feet and greet one of my personal favorites, the always incredible, mind-blowing, Mel-Kay.
It is so amazing. I'm so glad all of you came here, and you need to be so proud of yourselves. Everyone that showed up this weekend is on the team, and that team is God's team, and this we know for sure. And I will tell you, back in 1961, we had an amazing man of courage who believed in truth and justice and transparency and exposing the evil that was within this world that was infiltrating all of our countries. He said that for we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlines. Its dissenters are silent, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor printed, no secret revealed. That was JFK in 1961. And it is my firm belief that President JFK is looking down on us in this room right now and smiling and saying, go get them. Get them out and get them in the open, because the light is shined on them. And what we need to know is transparency is key. He fought for it and he died trying to make it happen. And he did not die in vain, and neither did any of our soldiers that have been killed in endless wars by the same group of people that JFK warned us about and lost his life trying to pull out of the shadows and prosecute and put away and end the CIA and end all of this nonsense, the secret societies. But guess what? Somehow, over the last 3 years, you people and me and Clay and a bunch of other patriots all around the world, we are not alone, okay? We're talking about a very small group of people, maybe 3,000. We didn't know. Nobody was talking about the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and their overlords at the Bank of International Settlements. You know, we were watching these people for years do these simulations. They simulated the Operation Blackout a year before they stole the election from Trump on how to do it. They simulated Event 201, which run-through, basically, of the plandemic. They simulated the cyber polygon tabletop exercise, and a year later, our supply chain collapsed. And they just simulated something in Israel called Operation Stronghold, and that's the simulation of the takedown of our financial system. They just don't realize that they're being taken down, and that is the truth here. So what you need to know is, first and foremost, the World Economic Forum are a self-appointed group of people that think that they're better than us. And the funny thing is, we look at them and we laugh now. This guy talking about transhumanism and replacing God. Everyone that went to the the thing in Glasgow, the COP26. If you didn't know, they all pledged allegiance to the World Economic Forum there, because every one of the G20 has a Build Back Better bill. Well, how would that be? But guess what? Everyone knows. And then on top of that, we have been deceived, as everyone that watches me know, by something called the United Nations. The United Nations was started by Rockefeller and Kissinger and agents of the Crown and many other people, including the Operation Paperclip 30,000 Nazis that came here and infiltrated all angles of our lives through putting these Nazis in our education system, in our universities, in our labs, in our medical schools, in our everywhere that they could, they've infiltrated. But on top of that, that's the Fourth Reich, okay, the United Nations. And I think that we on the other side of this need to not only demand the United Nations, be dismantled, but it should also be audited. And on top of that, we need to know that it wasn't just the United Nations that Rockefeller and his pals, you know, the same guys from Jekyll Island, that installed a fraudulent private central bank and a private IRS to send our money to a foreign country for the last 100 years, or as long as they've been able to pull it off since 1912 or so. And we are still dealing with that today. So again, we should probably be asking for the private Western Central Bank to be dismantled and kicked out of our country and take the IRS with them. On top of that, listen, you judge people and their actions, and there's one man on this planet whose actions have been beyond evil to the level that nobody can fully comprehend how this person is still out there. If George Soros and his open society are not finally taken under control, and those NGOs all over this world that he has used to destroy nations, to steal the sovereignty of places all over this planet, you know, what we're watching everywhere is all connected. What I do these days when I see a color revolution like in Kazakhstan that just failed, I look and I go to DuckDuckGo and I put in the place, Kazakhstan, Myanmar, Belarus, Yugoslavia, Ukraine, Haiti, you name it. I put in the place, I put in George Soros, NGOs, boom, there they come. And that's where you see it. And we're in the middle of an American color revolution that we're coming out of. But we're awake, but they did it. They did it with the same tools that they've always done it. What we need is George Soros' NGOs to be removed from this planet, and all of them audited, and we need to know who's involved. And on top of that, it's not just him. It's all these places that you should know about. National Endowment for Democracy, the, what are they called? The Center for American Progress. You know, you go through and they have all these names. The United Nations doesn't function alone. It functions, as JFK warned us, with a secret society of self-appointed, arrogant, I don't know what to call them at this point, but they certainly are anti-American and anti-humanity. And a lot of them hang out at the Council of Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, and they meet up at dinner parties in Manhattan and talk about how much the Southern Poverty Law Center is doing for humanity. You know, we see them. This is why I fully believe that not only does God win, God won already, or we wouldn't know any of this. And on top of that, what we do need to know and keep pushing for, listen, these criminals are never going to investigate themselves. The January 6th farce is about them not having to admit the truth about January 6th and to make us fear questioning them. So really what we do need to do is every single person in this room is probably smarter than most of the people that the mainstream media have on their news every night. You can go in there. You're all citizen journalists. You are people that are fighting on the front lines for America, and we have to do this county by county. You go in and you look at every single person running in your county, and you don't do it from Republican or Democrat. I think we're all pretty clear it's all a farce. You know, you can pick your side if you want based on your values and morals, but don't pick the person based on their party. What you need to do is go through every person. You find out where they came from, where their money came from. If they have one George Soros NGO that has ever given them one penny, you exploit it and you tell everyone you know, that's a globalist against America. Also, there's a significant amount of CCP infiltration in our local politics and our schools and every aspect of our lives. You look it up. If you see that these people have gotten 1 cent from this CCP-backed PR firm or any of the things that have China in them, you tell your neighbors and your friends. If you don't have a group, start a group now and get together and have your own committees and your own hearings and sit around with your local community and you talk about who's on the ballot and where they came from and why they matter or don't matter. And also, go out into your community and find heroes. Find people with integrity that love God and country and convince them not only to run, but that you will support them and they will win because you will back them and so will God. We need to bring back God first in this country right now. And What we need to do is do it on, as everyone keeps saying, on a local level, but you must understand that your local level has been infiltrated. This was a long plan, a long game. But the more I see it, the more I know, because we know things. We know who they are. Antennas go up when you hear World Economic Forum these days. You look at the World Health Organization and their financing. You hear anything about Bill Gates or the Gates Foundation or the Carnegie Endowment or the Rockefeller Institute or the Rockefeller Foundation or the Ford Foundation. Look, these are all the people that hijacked our country. And the truth is, it's not just us, okay? So when we stand there, please know that the people of Ukraine, the people of Kazakhstan, the people of Belarus, the people of Poland, of Hungary, of South Korea, of North Korea, of China, of Iran, they are counting on America. They are counting on us. And we are God's plan for the future. The people in this room, the people watching this live stream, they are exposed. We know who they are. We are going to stop them, and we are going to save God's planet for God's people. Their transhumanism agenda is so blatantly anti-God that it's laughable that these people think they have a shot, because they don't. Because God wins every time, and you are going to make sure of it, not just now, but for decades to come, because America's best days haven't even started. And now we will be on the front line. So be so proud of yourselves for being here, for sticking up for the truth, for fighting back. And you know, I can just tell you right now, JFK did not die in vain. And what he warned us of, we are cleaning up the mess, and it's about time. Thank you so much.